They're all quote-unquote known as traditional American songs, variously described as Christian folk hymns, African-American spirituals, and Appalachian songs, as well as Southern gospel. Made famous in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The actual scale that this song is written in is very common in so many African-American spirituals. And if you're a music person, it's the pentatonic scale. The song was first published, or the earliest version of the song first published was in 1867 in a book called Slave Songs of the United States by a fellow named George H. Allen. So it definitely goes back in time. First recorded in 1927 by the Price family, Sacred Singers. So, indeed, it's an oldie goldie. You're listening to Roots and Berries here. My name's Robin. I am your host for the hour on Fridays from noon to 1 o'clock. I bring you roots music, old time, bluegrass, hardly strictly bluegrass, and a mix of whatever that might look like in any given moment. As the genre expands, but also stays the same, depending on the artist and depending on the day. As I mentioned off the top of the show, today's playlist kind of takes us up and around the bend of a few different styles, influences, and the next few pieces of music that we're going to have a listen to, you're going to hear some boogie in these. Slim Sandy and the Hillbilly Boppers, another band from Vancouver Island, put out a record called Willa's Western Jamboree. And this song is from that record. This is Pistol Boogie here on Roots and Berries.
Hold it, John, can't give him a pistol out. boogie here, boogie there, boogie woogie everywhere. Oh, bang bang baby with a pistol, boogie everywhere. Hold it, John, can't get my pistol out. Hold it, John, I can't get my pistol out. Hold it, John, I can't get my pistol out. Hold it, John, I can't get my pistol out.
Song is actually called Bluegrass Boogie from Eight String Swing, Mike Aldridge, resonator guitar player. And Slim Sandy with the Hillbilly Boppers before that. Just a note about Department Uno, which is the show that follows Roots and Berries every Friday, coming up at 1 o'clock. Connor's taken a vacay for the next couple of weeks, and so the show is coming up for sure, but it will be something pre-recorded for your listening pleasure. So do stay tuned. And then there's lots of great programming to follow this afternoon. Something syndicated from a campus community station down east called the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope will be on at 2 o'clock, and you'll hear Steve Chong and his open mic at 3 today. You can refer to our program schedule at cjsf.ca for more information on what and how things shift around from hour to hour. You never quite know what to expect, which is one of the fun things about campus community radio. All right. I had promised a set of, well, before that, we're going to hear a track called Listen to the Roll from House and Land, and that's going to follow up with some very traditional Appalachian sort of singing from an artist, couple artists, Anna Roberts and Elizabeth Leprell. And Elizabeth Leprell sings in this very old Virginian style of singing that you kind of know it when you hear it, because it has a definite, a distinct sound and flavor to it. And so we're going to hear that now. Listen to the Roll is just a little, it's a little interesting. So perk your ears up and you can let me know what you think. The number here in the booth is 778-782-2573, if you're inclined.
I had to answer for friends and dear companions, come and mourn a while with me, for I have lost my own dearest jewel, clothed in mourning I must be. When I'm asleep I'm dreaming about him, when I'm awake I take no rest. Must I cross this wild cruel ocean to see the one that I love? His eyes are clear as a crystal fountain, cheeks as red as a damask rose, his hair as black as any raven, and o'er his forehead hangs in curls. When I'm asleep I'm dreaming about him, when I'm awake I take no rest. Must I cross his wild
shoulder up your gun and whistle up your dog. Shoulder up your gun and whistle up your dog. Going off to the woods for to fetch a groundhog. Grandpa, old Joe Digger, Sam and Dave. Old Joe Digger, Sam and Dave. When a groundhog comes, just as hard as they can stay. Grandpa, one in the tree and two in the log. One in the tree and two in the log. Said Sam, Lord have mercy, that's a mighty big hog. Grandpa. Gun and Dave pulled the trigger. Sam cocked the gun and Dave pulled the trigger. But the one who shot the hog was old Joe Digger. Grandpa, take ye home and skinny out the bile. Take ye home and skinny out the bile. Well, I bet you $40 you can smell it 50 mile. Grandpa, cut up the meat and you save the hide. Cut up the meat and you save the hide. It's the best darn shoestring ever was tied. Grandpa, put it in the pot and I'll begin to smile. Put it in the pot and I'll begin to smile. Oh, they hit that groundhog before it start to pile. Grandpa. Hello, mama makes him quit. Hello, mama makes him quit. But he's eaten all the hog and I can't get a bit. Grandpa. Hello, mama, ain't it a sin? Hello, mama, ain't it a sin? Just look at the gravy running down Sam's chin. Grandpa, catchy boys, he's about to fall. Catchy boys, he's about to fall. Is that till his britches won't button at all? Grandpa, grandpa.
Groundhog. Indeed. Groundhog Day coming up on Sunday, so couldn't resist playing that track from Elizabeth Leprell off of her album Bird's Advice, Old Songs and Ballads. Before that, Anna and Elizabeth with Ripest of Apples from their album The Invisible Comes to Us. And I remember seeing them a few years ago, and they make use of this storytelling device called a cranky. And what a cranky is this wooden screen structure with a couple of spindles that has a canvas or paper that is painted on or collaged on. And as you sing the song or tell the story, the visual aspect of the story is played across the moving screen. So it's a little bit like a short movie, but it's often associated with a musical sort of soundtrack. And it was first coined by the folks at Bread and Puppet Theater back in the day. And if you don't know who Bread and Puppet Theater are, you should look them up online, because they really do some amazing, amazing work. And I was lucky enough to do a workshop with them a few years ago when they were in town for a festival of some kind, and we didn't make crankies, but we made other storytelling device art together. So super cool stuff. All right. I am going to leave you with a track that is going to kind of stretch the boundaries here a little bit. This woman is a banjo player, and takes that to a whole other realm, which is cool and interesting and a little bit rock and roll in places. So we're going to end off with Abby Mason Brink off her album Rising. This is a track called Goodnight to get us out. thanks for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.